This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the ZR driver under investigation by authorities issues an apology in a meeting with officials for the incident involving his four-year-old son and is to be off the road pending the outcome of a probe by the Child Care Board. The Transport Minister announces a compromise reached in the matter after hearing the explanations, but new regulations also coming to address such PSV matters. The business sector hoping for a pickup in sales and last lap holiday shopping this week, with sales of some high-value items down. The Sanitation Service Authority urging businesses in the city to dispose of their garbage properly, and the leader of Hamas arrives in Egypt for fresh Gaza ceasefire talks. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. The route taxi driver depicted in a viral video that triggered public outrage has issued a formal apology to Minister of Transport and Works Santia Bradshaw, Director of the Transport Authority Ruth Holder, and other top officials, and is to be off the road pending the outcome of a probe by the Child Care Board. The driver was summoned to a meeting this morning over the matter in which it appeared that his four-year-old son was conducting on the ZR van while vulgar music being played in the background. The driver, Bernard Atkins, explained that he had no one to keep the child that day, so he kept the youngster with him, and insists the child, who likes to role play that he is a conductor even when at home, was not actually conducting but was seated in the back of the vehicle pretending that he was working on the van.
Well, as I explained this morning to the minister, there was no one to keep my son, so I had him on the van with me, but he was not acting as no conductor. But I still understand the seriousness of it because it was a moving vehicle, so any parent would show concern. So apologies on that part. And for the profound music, no, it was a promotional CD. I did not know what was on it. But at the end of the day, I have to go responsibility because it was being played in the presence of me and my son. So that too, I also apologize for.
ZR driver Bernard Atkins. Meantime, the Transport Minister, Ms. Bradshaw, told Starcom Network News about the outcome of the meeting with the ZR driver.
He expressed that he fully understands the implications and the dangers of having his son on the vehicle while he is working. We had a long conversation about other parents who take children to work, but also be paying attention to the fact that you don't want to put children in compromising positions, such as what we saw displayed on that particular day. That Mr. Atkins fully appreciates the outrage that many of us in the public have felt towards the video. Obviously, we didn't have the full facts or a full understanding of what would have transpired on that day. But in listening to him, it is clear that he's very close, not only to his four-year-old son, but also to his other children. And really that there was no intention to have the child conducting in the way an adult would do so.
She noted he apologized for the music being played and disclosed that certain measures were agreed.
He appreciates that this matter is of a sufficiently serious nature that he cannot repeat these actions, and that there must be a strong message that we will not tolerate children in a vehicle in this nature going forward. He has also agreed not to return to work until the matter has been investigated by the Child Care Board. As you can appreciate, there are multiple agencies which have been involved in reviewing this matter: Transport Authority, Licensing Authority, Child Care Board, and of course the Barbados Police Service. And I think that he really does appreciate and understand the seriousness of the outrage of the general public.
New regulations are also coming to address such PSV matters.
On a positive note, he's also agreed to work with the Transport Authority on the messaging to other drivers and conductors on the implementation of the Transport Authority regulations, which we expect to be in hand by the time our next sitting on the 23rd of January of next year.
Minister of Transport and Works Santia Bradshaw in the lunchtime edition. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, says while some businesses report a slowdown in sales of their high-value items due to shoppers awaiting a VAT-free day, they remain hopeful sales will increase. Mr. Clark tells Starcom Network News that despite the VAT-free day was not announced, businesses already had special offers.
Certain businesses that would not have a huge impact on whether it was VAT-free or not, they certainly will continue on as per usual. Certain of our members, though, that would have said they had high-value items that would have been attractive to people if they were VAT-free. And certainly, from what we understand from those members, people were holding back in anticipation of a VAT-free day. That being said, the retailers generally, VAT-free is not a given thing. So they would have had their own marketing and sales plans for the month. And as you can see, certain retailers have actually had their own offers on offer, even though there was no VAT-free day. So, you know, it remains to be seen now in this last week, now run up before Christmas, to see, you know, if how the sales pick up. Are they the same? Are people going to buy or they're not going to buy? Are they going to take advantage of the other sales and offers and things on hand?
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. The Sanitation Service Authority is appealing to businesses in the city to properly dispose of their garbage to assist with garbage collection. Public Relations Officer of the SSA, Carl Padmore, is asking store owners, vendors, and other entities operating in and around Bridgetown to cooperate with the authority in its effort to keep the city clean.
With immediate effect, no boxes are to be left in an untidy manner for the SSA to remove. We are suggesting that these boxes be collapsed and tied. No cooking oil or grease is to be left on pavements by restaurant operators. It's your responsibility to seek the services of the service providers who deal with oils and grease. Feces, human and animals, are not to be placed in bags and bins. Vehicles should not obstruct the collection of garbage. And also, skips in and around Bridgetown should not be used by persons not living in the designated area. Now, the SSA appreciates the fact that commercial activity is integral to the Christmas holiday, but we hold fast to the principle of collective responsibility. So, the SSA is committed to a collection in the city of three basic times a day. The villages and communities on the outskirts will see at least a weekly collection.
Public Relations Officer of the Sanitation Service Authority, Carl Padmore. Jamaica's National Security Minister, Dr. Horace Chang, has characterized the 8% reduction in murders so far this year as disappointing. The Police High Command reported an 8.2% decrease in murders up to December 17th when compared with the corresponding period last year. And internationally, the leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, has arrived in Egypt for talks on a fresh ceasefire in Gaza. The Hamas leader have arrived in the Egyptian capital today to meet with Cairo's spy chief and other Egyptian officials who are acting as key mediators. Meanwhile, Israeli officials have indicated in talks with U.S. and Qatari representatives that Tel Aviv could be open to a truce deal. Recapping the headlines. The ZR driver under investigation by authorities issues an apology in a meeting with officials for the incident involving his four-year-old son and to be off the road pending the outcome of a probe by the Child Care Board. The transport minister announces a compromise reached in the matter after hearing the explanations, but new regulations also coming to address such PSV matters. The business sector hoping for a pickup in sales and last lap holiday shopping this week with sales of some high-value items down. The Sanitation Service Authority urging businesses in the city to dispose of their garbage properly, and the leader of Hamas arrives in Egypt for fresh Gaza ceasefire talks. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.